Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis. DeSantis Holster today.
Indeed. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So, back on schedule today. This means it's the first time this week we get to speak with Dean Weingarten. How are you today, sir?
I am doing very well, better than I deserve.
Well, one of the things I've been following is, my initial impressions on the Rittenhouse case came from the stuff that you were writing. Let's open up with this whole NPR shenanigans where somebody decided to get out there and reimagine the facts that are supposedly coming out of this trial.
I was doing research on the Rittenhouse case, and I came across this article by Becky Sullivan of National Public Radio. She's a reporter and a producer on National Public Radio, of breaking news and other things, I believe. And I read her description of what happened in the testimony of the witness McGinnis, and it was significantly different than what I remember. I went back and looked, and I tried to understand how she could come up with this interpretation, and it just did not fit any of the testimony that I had seen or the video. And the big difference, she's talking about McGinnis's testimony, and then she puts in something that was not said in the testimony. I'll read the quote. She says, Rosenbaum lunged for the rifle, McGinnis says, and Rittenhouse dodged. As Rosenbaum's momentum was carrying him past Rittenhouse, Rittenhouse fired four times. Now, that sentence was never in testimony. There was never any testimony that Rosenbaum's momentum was carrying him past Rittenhouse. So she just inserts that. And then she says, afterwards, Rittenhouse ran away, leaving Rosenbaum lying face down on the pavement, McGinnis said. But that sentence that I just read, as Rosenbaum's momentum carried him past Rittenhouse fired four times, is inserted right in between two things that McGinnis said, as if he said that. I mean, that's the way it looks to me. Maybe she wasn't meaning that, but that's the way it looks. And it just seems like she's putting her own version of facts into testimony that McGinnis said without anything like that being in evidence.
Right.
And I tried to sort of give her the doubt, but I just don't see where that came from. I mean, I went back and I looked at the testimony, I watched the video. And I just don't, there's nothing in there to indicate that. In fact, there's several different things that indicate that is not what happened. Because it's indicated that Rosenbaum, just a fraction of seconds earlier had been within inches, maybe touched, the barrel of the rifle Rittenhouse had while he was lunging at the rifle, which was between him and Kyle Rittenhouse. So he was moving directly at Rittenhouse. So how she goes from that to Rittenhouse, Rosenbaum's momentum carried him past Rittenhouse, I don't see how she gets there. But it furthers the narrative that Rosenbaum was somehow not a threat to Rittenhouse, even though he'd just been trying to grab the rifle, and that, it maybe moves that narrative a little bit, but to anybody who knows anything about deadly force situations, just because somebody's momentum carries them briefly past you doesn't mean they're no longer a threat. He hadn't been disabled. He had recently threatened to kill Rittenhouse. He could use potentially a leg sweep or anything like that to put Rittenhouse down on the ground. I mean, he was so close that attack with physical weapons like hands and feet was a clear, imminent possibility. I mean, the idea that he was not a threat is not very sound in itself, even if his momentum was carrying him past, but his momentum was not carrying him past. And now we know that absolutely for a fact, because what some commentators have called the unicorn evidence that the evidence fairy deposits on the prosecutor's doorstep a few days before he's going to present it, did show up in the form of a drone overhead video. And that drone overhead video, which was given to the defense on Sunday, last Sunday, I recall, clearly shows Rittenhouse Rosenbaum moving directly at Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse shoots him. The first shot is when he's within about 4 feet of Rittenhouse, and he fires very rapidly. You know, he's just bam, 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 bam. Three quarters of a second for all four shots. And at the end of that, Rosenbaum has fallen essentially at his feet in front of it. I mean, there's no way to try to see where Becky got this idea that Rosenbaum's momentum was carrying him past Rittenhouse. There was no testimony to that effect. And there was no evidence to that effect. It appears to be something that just happened. Maybe it was suggested by somebody else. I don't know. But I don't believe it was ethical of her to insert that as if it were testimony from Mr. McGinnis.
Well, looking at some of this nonsense that they come up with on a regular basis, it's all about the narrative. I mean, did you see how many tech people went after Kyle Rittenhouse? If you go search Kyle Rittenhouse right now on Facebook, you'll get zero results.
I haven't tried that. I've heard that.
They have gone after him like he was, Manson.
Oh, I think they probably approved of Manson more than Rittenhouse.
Very likely, now that I think about it. He would be considered an Antifa leader now, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, Manson was like, tear down the system, start a race war. I mean, that's just kind of in line with what we're seeing.
Yeah, he would have been a BLM sympathizer. That was a poor choice.
But, I mean, it strikes me that could have happened.
Yeah. In any event, that was a poor choice of mine.
I am appalled that somebody who claims to be a reporter would not at least say, it appears to me this happened.
Well, we're coming up on the break. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. First thing, though, Dean, you can't look at these people through your lens because they don't have the ethics and integrity you have. It's very easy for them to. Yeah, it is. It's a big problem. Well, it's not a big problem for you because that just gives you a lot more work. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we're going to move to the next movement in the Rittenhouse case, where the other day the surviving attacker of Kyle Rittenhouse got on the stand, Gage Grosskreutz, and he was supposed to be a prosecution witness, huh?
He was, and I thought he did a terrible job. I thought he did a very good job as a
defense witness. Yeah. And I noticed and we can get to this later, but I also noticed that your favorite NPR reporter, she also weighed in on his testimony, but we can talk about that when we get to the appointed time. Tell me about Mr. Grosskreutz and his exploits in the courtroom there.
Yes. Well, he's asked about, you know, what he's doing out there, and it seems like the prosecution spends just a lot of time on what I thought were kind of extraneous things, but that's what he can do. And then the cross-examination is done by defense attorney Corey Cherfisi, and he's going through various things, and I think he's doing a good job, but they get down to the really crucial point, which is where Grosskreutz has been chasing Kyle Rittenhouse down the street, although he says, oh, no, I wasn't chasing him. But everybody can see that he's chasing him on the video. But no, I just happened to be going down in that direction. I mean, it just seemed to me that he was not doing a good job of trying to do whatever he was trying to do, because if he wasn't chasing him, why was he running after him when he talked to him and then caught up to him? I mean, I didn't think he did a good job of that. But he gets up to when Rittenhouse stumbles, goes down in the street, then multiple people start coming at him and attempting to attack him. Three people attack him directly, in my opinion. There's a jump kick man who kicks him in the face with a boot, and then there's a Hoover who hits him with a skateboard, which I've since learned was the second time that night he hit him in the head with a skateboard, and then grabs the rifle and is trying to get away from it when Rittenhouse shoots him. And then just within a couple of seconds, Grosskreutz has runs up to him, but as he shot Hoover, Grosskreutz puts on the brakes and puts his hands up, and Rittenhouse says the rifle, I'd say it wasn't aimed directly at him, but it was in kind of his general direction. And they're close. They're only maybe 5 feet apart at that. And then probably a little closer. And Grosskreutz has his hands in the air. One of those hands has a Glock. It's been testified as a Model 27. And then Rittenhouse looks down at his rifle for some reason. I mean, I didn't catch that right away, but it's been since shown in testimony. And then Grosskreutz appears to make his move. He moves his right hand down, and he moves his left hand. He blades his body. I don't know what's in his head, but it appeared to me he might have thought that his left hand would serve as a distraction and blading his body would get Kyle's mind off the pistol in his right hand. I mean, it's kind of an old magician's trick, you know, you wave one hand around to make a distraction from the other. And but Kyle sees that pistol coming around at him, and it's pointed at him, whether it's pointed directly at his head. If it isn't, it's only off by inches, and he fires with the AR-15 and hits Grosskreutz in the arm. And he's being cross-examined by Corey Cherfisi. And this is a very dramatic. It says your hands are up, and at that point, Rittenhouse has not fired. He says, I put it Rittenhouse in there. Correct? He says, no, he has not. Do you agree? At this point, you're dropping your hands, you're loading your left foot, you're moving toward Mr. Rittenhouse. True. Yes. So when you were shot, can you bring up the photo? And then they bring up this exhibit number 67. And I'm skipping a couple of answers because they're the same thing. You're moving forward, your right hand drops down, so your gun, your hands are no longer up, your hand is dropped down, and now your gun is pointed in the direction at Mr. Rittenhouse. Agreed? And he shows him this Exhibit 67 is the picture of where Rittenhouse, exactly at the moment of firing, and the gun, the Model 27 Glock, is in Crow's hand. And Gage Gross, he asks, this is a photo of you, yes? And Grosskreutz says, yes. That's Mr. Rittenhouse. Yes, correct. Do you agree your firearm is pointed at Mr. Rittenhouse? Correct? Yes. I mean, I'm thinking, well, there's the whole case. The defense just proved their case. Well, at least in this particular incident. Okay.
Right.
And then he reinforces the point. I mean, Corey Cherfitz, he's the defense attorney. Okay, and once your firearm is pointed at Mr. Rittenhouse, that's when he fires. Yes? Gage Grosskreutz. Yeah. Defense attorney, does this look right when he is firing the shot, showing that exhibit? Grosskreutz, it looks like my bicep being vaporized, yes. And it was vaporized at the time you're pointing your gun directly at him? Grosskreutz, yes. When you were standing 3 to 5 feet from him with your arms up in the air, he never fired, right? Correct. It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him with your gun now, your hand down, pointing at him, that he fired, right? Grosskreutz, correct. And this is when they have they've been questioning Grosskreutz at this point. And most of the cameras on him and on defense attorney Cherfizi, it's a cross-examination. And then they put the camera on Kyle Rittenhouse for a while, and then they pan a little bit so that you can see the prosecutor's table. And at the prosecutor's table, there's Prosecutor Krause on the left and Binger, who's got glasses on the right. And it's an iconic picture. I'm not sure if Krause is doing a facepalm in response to what was said by the witness. I'm not sure it's that at all, but it looks like that. I mean, that's the image. It's right there. And frankly, Binger looks like his puppy just died. So it's an iconic picture, and it's just the image that prosecutors do not want to have put out to the public because...
Hang on, Dane. I'll let you finish this on the other side. We're headed to the break. This article is coming straight from Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting the big infrastructure bill that he will sign Monday. The $1.2 trillion bill got final passage in the House late last week. Of that $1.2 trillion, about half will go towards actual infrastructure. Speaking in Baltimore, the president saying the bill will make a big difference in the United States.
Along with another plans that I'm advancing, this bill is going to reduce the cost of goods to consumers, businesses, and get people back to work, helping us build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
What's being called extraordinary inflation is expected to raise prices of packaged meat products. Beginning in January, major food companies like Tyson Foods and Kraft Heinz say they will hike their prices of meat products to offset higher supply costs by around 10%. USA Radio News. Survivors and family members who lost loved ones in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse are being surprised with money. $10,000 checks came from a fund that was raised by several city residents. 98 people were killed in the collapse earlier this year, and many lost their homes. Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook, released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
I am nervous about my bill. I run a small business out of my house, and I also work full-time remote, so the cost of any bill going up is alarming.
This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, he's written a very good article about the day Gage Grosskreutz forgot his role in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. I didn't mean to have to interrupt you, but I didn't want to miss any of the good stuff.
Okay.
So please pick it up where you were, if you would.
Well, we have this photograph. I mean, it's a screen capture of a video, where you have Prosecutor Krause on the left with what appears to be a face palm, and Prosecutor Binger on the right, which appears to be a rather dejected look on his face. And that happened right at about 24 or 25 seconds after, at the end of that part of Gage Grosskreutz's testimony. I mean, it was the first you see of the defense table after the testimony. First, they go to Kyle Rittenhouse, and then they pan over, and you see the defense. And I don't know that they were reacting to that testimony exactly, but the image looks like they were, and it's the first image you see after the testimony. So it's, I've already seen memes made of the picture because it kind of reminds you of the, you know, Jean-Luc Picard in the Star Wars film, face palm that has become so iconic. It's kind of like that. And so it's going to be this iconic image, whether it's precisely accurate. And I don't know what they were doing 5 seconds, 10 seconds before this image, because we aren't showing that on camera. But it's become a very significant image, and it's exactly the kind of image you don't want to present out there as this is the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, in my opinion. So that's what happened there. By the way, I did watch Gage Grosskreutz with some interest because his right arm has been repaired to some extent. It's been about a year, a little over a year since about 3 months past a year. And he seems to have recovered a lot of function in his right hand, which I'm glad to see that he wasn't as damaged as his spirit at first. He took a water bottle with his right hand. He was able to hold it and manipulate it. He was able to raise the water bottle. He was able to hold a good-sized microphone very easily, manipulate it. He seemed to have a lot of considerable fine motor control in his fingers. So he still has a lot of function in that hand, which is, arguably a good thing. I don't know how much strength he has, because a lot of bicep muscle was just, very quickly gone, vaporized, as he said. But it appears like most of the nerve control is still there. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but just by watching him on the witness stand, that seemed interesting. Now, what we saw, or you mentioned, the NPR reporter, Becky Sullivan, of National Public Radio, and I believe that she misreported information about the testimony earlier when he said that he had pointed the gun that Rosenbaum was moving past Rittenhouse when he was shot. And then in this testimony, she reports about it, and I'm going to read the quote, the exact quote that she put up. Gage Grosskreutz, the only person who survived being shot by Kyle Rittenhouse last year at a chaotic demonstration in Kenosha, Wisconsin, took the stand in a pivotal moment in Rittenhouse homicide trial. In 3 hours of dramatic testimony Monday, Grosskreutz, 27, acknowledged that he was armed with a pistol on the evening of August 25th, 2020, but said that his hands were raised when Rittenhouse raised his rifle at him and he feared for his life. Do you see something missing from that statement? I mean, there's no mention that Grosskreutz was pointing his pistol at Rittenhouse when Kyle shot him. It was a big, important thing. And yet, NPR, along with most media, seems to have been very reluctant to mention that part of the testimony. And yet anybody can go back and see it.
Well, they keep wanting to try to call it a protest, too. I mean, that's a really interesting thing, because it wasn't a protest. It was a riot.
I think there were both. And there were some protesters, and there were people who made that into a very violent situation.
Rosenbaum and his...
I would have called it a riot. Yeah, I've been in a few.
I mean, Rosenbaum and... This is what happens when you got a bunch of unruly, undisciplined, don't really understand violence, Antifa types. All of that weren't all of the. I mean, Grosskreutz, who he should be on trial for having that weapon at all, shouldn't he? Shouldn't he be charged with unlawful?
Well, he could be. I agree. He should be. If it makes no sense to charge Kyle Rittenhouse with being in possession of a dangerous weapon by somebody under the age of 18, I mean, that charge doesn't even seem to fit by the law. And then to completely ignore that Gage Grosskreutz was carrying a concealed weapon when his concealed carry permit had expired significantly at a significant time before. I mean, one actually seems to, if any, Grosskreutz violation is much more serious than Rittenhouse. I've been watching this trial. I spent hours watching it live today. And I have to say that this was the most dramatic point where Grosskreutz says, yes, I was pointing the fire at him when he shot me, up until today. But today, it was almost a trial out of Perry Mason. I mean, you have the judge openly shouting at and haranguing Binger for doing unethical things in the trial.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been told that that sort of thing does happen now and then, but to see it on stage, and Judge Schroeder has been extremely cautious to follow the law and the rules in courtroom very, very carefully so far. And I think he was righteously angered because he said, you know, you're an experienced trial attorney. You know you can't do this. Don't give me that you thought it was otherwise. You know you aren't supposed to do this. I'm paraphrasing slightly. So I think the defense attorney, Richards, said, look, if he continues to do this, I'm going to move for mistrial with prejudice, which means the trial would be considered over and it would not be retried. And they actually did make a motion to that effect in court, and it appears Judge Schroeder is going to entertain it.
Well, but yeah, I'm going to imagine so.
Wasn't.
Hang on a second, if you would. Coming up on the last break, Dean has written well over 1,800 articles. And you can find these, well, he's written over
3,000
articles, but 1,800 plus of them can be found at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and before we go away for today, Dean, do you want to talk about Ohio?
Yes. I mean, Ohio I find very interesting because it looks like they have a serious potential for passing constitutional carry this year. And if they do, it would be the sixth state that would pass constitutional carry this year. And the reason I say that is because it just recently passed a committee, I think it was the House committee, on a party line vote, 8-4, and it's supposed to be coming up for a larger vote, I believe, of the whole House very quickly. Within a week, and while the Ohio governor doesn't seem to be all that enthusiastic about passing constitutional carry, the legislature has already overridden one of his vetoes. They passed a bill to limit his emergency powers, which I think that just about all the states should be doing because we see the extreme destruction that some governors have caused with these excessive emergency powers. And they passed the bill, and he vetoed it, and they overrode his veto for that. So they've already crossed that threshold, so to speak. So they know they can do it. And this bill, constitutional carry, is an exceptionally good bill for them to say to their constituents, the Constitution matters, government is limited, we've got your back, we are true blue conservatives who back up the Constitution, and we're going to pass this bill. And it's a good opportunity for the governor to sign it and say, yeah, I'm that way too. And it's a good opportunity for the legislature to say, if the governor vetoes it, Yeah, see, we're really, really on point on this. We're going to enforce what we mean. And there might be some minor changes in the bill. There can be, you know, as amendments can be made, that slows down the process. You have to have both houses agree to the same version. I think the versions are different right now, but that can be changed, you know, fairly quickly. And in Ohio, they need 60%, three-fifths of each house to override a veto. So they need 60 votes in the House, and I believe they need 20 in the Senate. And they have 64 Republicans in the House, and they have, let's see, I think 24 in the Senate. I don't see that number. I might be a lot, but I believe they have well over. They have 25 in the Senate. That's it. So they have plenty of votes if the Republicans act in concert. And, of course, that's the big question. So we don't know for sure that this will pass or not, but I think it's got a significant chance of passage. And they've just had five other states pass similar legislation, including Texas. And there's all kinds of testimony out there that when this happens, there's no significant increase in crime, there's no significant increase in murder, there's no significant... no increase in suicide. All they are doing is basically reaffirming what was meant when the Second Amendment was passed and ratified in 1791. So it may well happen in Ohio. I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen, and we should know probably in 2 to 3 weeks.
Right. That would be... And what would that take us to? Is this 22? Would that be 22 states?
That would become 22 states, yes.
Wow. Wow.
And that's significant. And Ohio is like in the heart of the Midwest. You know, they can't say, oh, well, you know, this is some little state, you know, way out in the middle of the wilderness somewhere like Wyoming or Alaska. It doesn't count for anything. You know, they just can't do that. When you got this many states, there's a lot of places with major metropolitan areas, and there's, you know, you just, the arguments that the people who don't want an armed population just don't seem to apply, that they're really limited now. When I see them, they're essentially some version or another of guns are bad, which really translates into I don't like guns. I mean, and the there's no convincing statistics to back them up. I mean, it just isn't there. I mean, they can trot out some so-called studies, but they're not very good studies, and they're very limited, and they try to coach things in terms of how many people are killed with guns, when that's not the question. The question is, does the murder rate go up or down? I mean, if you have more people killed with guns, but they happen to be people that are trying to kill other people, that's not necessarily bad, and the murder rate may go down. So it's a trick. It's a statistical and oratorical trick by those who want a disarmed populace to try to limit it only to effects that directly involve guns. Because, of course, guns also prevent many crimes that don't involve guns. And so it doesn't matter much to a person if they're murdered by somebody with their bare hands or feet, or they're murdered with a rifle. I mean, far more people are murdered with hands and feet or clubs or knives than are murdered with rifles, and yet they seem to want to focus on rifles and ban them.
Well, it's not about public safety now, is it, Dean? It's more about...
No, it really isn't.
Yeah, I mean... Now I will say this. I will say this. I think they go after the rifles sometimes because they know in their heads that that's actually sort of a force multiplier if they decide to go full-on tyrannical.
It just seems so odd to me, you know, as somebody who tries to think logically, to hear them say, well, the Second Amendment is all about militias, but we've got to ban rifles because they're military-style weapons. What? That doesn't compute. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
we can't have people having military-style weapons when the Second Amendment is about military. What?
Well, the whole thing with that, the handgun part of it, every handgun that has ever been in the military is out in the civilian world today.
Absolutely.
And there's no change in the configuration of the military hardware. As a matter of fact, they did change, like with the SIG, they put a safety on it because they like to have a safety on the gun. So actually they added a safety to one gun. But, I mean, you can buy the gun with the safety or without, depending on which one you want.
Absolutely, and most guns that are in the civilian market at some time or another have been used
in
by
the military.
Some military somewhere or another.
Yeah. The other thing that I don't think they quite understand when they're out there worried about all this full automatic stuff, I don't know what it was like when you were in the service, but we were taught to fire semi-automatic. We were told you only go to full automatic on very few occasions. You do not do it all the time because you're not going to be able to sustain.
You can run out of ammo quickly.
Run out of ammo. You're going to be missing a lot and all that other stuff.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
we're about to run out of time. You're going to be good for Friday, you think?
I intend to be here on Friday.
Very good. I look forward to that. Thank you for coming and joining me tonight.
It is always a pleasure.
And with that, we conclude today. 21 hours from now, I will be back. And all I want you to do is remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.